Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday morning. It's February 12th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Do I read this weather forecast? Let's see. Temperatures gradually warming to 34 degrees. That'll be probably my new thing. If it's above 32, I'll read it. If it's below 32, I won't.
This is your new thing this winter. Like, you just choose when you're going to do the forecast or not.
Right,
like, it's only if it's a good one, you're going to read it.
I feel like if I don't read it, it won't happen.
Yeah, that's
so if
false.
I do read it, it will happen, which is makes no sense at all. does come with some snow, sleet, and freezing. But you know what?
Never mind. I didn't read the rest of it.
Look. Your evening commute not going to be as good as your morning one. Freezing rain on the way.
Trent McGill can jazz up his forecast all he wants. Rain, sleet,
snow.
It's
not good. It's not good.
So good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning. On the way, we'll have Stevie on the socials. Also, we just had, what just came across? It was a Rock Hall.
I know, the Rock Hall inductees, like the nominees for induction have been announced. There's 14 of them. I get so excited about this day to see who's on the list.
And then we have to, that means we have to play a round of in or out.
We
just
absolutely
dropped 3 minutes ago. Did we know this was on the way? Very stealth.
It's so sneaky. It just like always pops up early in the morning. And we're like, what? Oh, we didn't even know this was coming. But good news, Dave Matthews Band's not on there because they're in now finally.
That's fair. You know what else is sneaky? Starting this game at the beginning of the year. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Yep.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope.
In the envelope in the studio.
Guess who he is?
That's
good
it.
Luck.
That's it.
Probably won't get it.
Wow.
You won't.
Always a negative way to start the show with this game.
Sorry.
I don't know why. I mean, why? It's what else are you doing at 6:06 than calling a station, taking a guess, listening to some music, having some coffee, heading home from work, heading to work, dreading to wake the kids up. I mean, there's a lot of things. This is the early morning crew. We're the only station with the early morning crew. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Do you like this game, or do you hate the game Dead Guy in an Envelope?
I'm a little ambivalent. I don't catch it every day, so I don't hate it.
Oh, yeah. When you don't have to do it every day, it's not as bad. Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, like when I do catch it, it's kind of funny.
Good. Well, kind of funny. We will take that. We would love your guest for today. You know how the game works. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope that is in the studio. What is your guess?
Sonny Bono.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not Sonny Bono, though.
Okay.
We appreciate it, though. And thank goodness for Tim giving us a call early in the morning. Has a positive spin, maybe an outlook that'll help Jen. So you had a thought about Dead Guy in an Envelope. Go ahead, Tim.
See if we can get Jen more interested in Dead Guy.
Yeah, why does she hate this game? People, they asked for it to come back. Thousands of people in Cleveland. Yeah. And Jen hates the game.
Thousands of people have
thousands.
Asked? I feel like that's not true.
Well, at least six said that they wanted it back.
So if I understand correctly, Tim, you're from the east side, Jen, you're from west side, right?
Yeah, I live east side, right. From Akron originally, right. Correct.
Okay. So the person that guessed that guy in the envelope the first time was from Menor, right?
Yes, it was Gina from Menor. I'll never forget it.
Okay, so east side, 1 point. Jen, we just got to root. Have you root for people to guess from the west side?
Yeah!
Oh, make it a competition.
That's a good call. Yeah. See? Mm. That's why his name's Tim. Good ideas. Yeah. Good ideas. So does that make you like the game more? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. East side with the first guess. Now west side can get the second guess. The problem is, let's just say luckily that the east side, who knows who's gonna win the game, dead guy in an envelope. We're all winners for listening to it this early in the morning.
Are we?
So, but if an east sider wins this round, that means we have to play at least two more. And
stop.
If then we have two west siders, then you need a tiebreaker, so that leads to a third one. So
no.
it could gradually continue to snowball out of control.
I know. Does that make me like the game better? No, it doesn't. Because
why?
It just adds another level of why we need to continue to play it. Because I look forward to it being over. Like, the anticipation of getting the winner. Like, let's just get the winner. Like, let's get it and move on.
How excited were you 3 months ago, 4 months ago, whatever it was, when we finally had a winner for Dead Guy in an Envelope? All of the radio stations here thought we, like, the studio caught fire or something.
Yeah, look.
We screamed so loud. We were yelled at because it was so loud.
I'm
we
not
had producers for other shows,
yes,
running down the hallway, yeah, to see what happened. One of them knew immediately. He knew immediately
what had happened
because they even know what we do this early.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was one of the most exciting days on this show. I was so glad that somebody got the right answer to Dead Guy in an Envelope because it had taken so long to get it. And then here we are doing it again. It was like you get that relief. We ended the game. Perfect. Let's just put a cap on it. Move on. And we haven't. We just did
like
it
again. Like popping a pimple.
Not
finally.
Not,
and then another one returns.
Not,
oh, no.
Like that at all.
Is that what you're trying to
no,
say?
No. That's so
see,
gross.
It's
that's
just,
not. That's not
finally.
It. No.
You've watched the videos. Stop it.
Oh, yeah, I have.
There's an entire show about it. Okay.
I close
Thank
my
you
eyes.
For the
I watch the
gross.
Videos, yet I close my eyes. How is that working? That's so weird.
I know. I okay. agree. Thank you,
right,
Tim, for the insight. We appreciate the phone. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials. What do we have today?
Well, yesterday, the language learning app Duolingo announced that their mascot has died. Did you see that?
No.
It's a very elaborate marketing plan. There's a lot to it. They've posted on like every single social media platform, lots of videos, lots of posts. It's a very sad day.
What is their mascot?
It's the big green owl. You've seen it.
You've 100% seen it.
They're very famous. They're very good at marketing, Duolingo.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So our death hour continues. Dead guy in an envelope to start the show.
So bad.
We continue with Stevie on the socials.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Yesterday, the language learning app Duolingo, they announced their mascot has died. It's a new marketing campaign. So to me, Duolingo is a company that always stands out for their crazy social media strategies. I mean, they have over 15 million followers on TikTok alone. So obviously, people are paying attention to their brand. But their mascot, if you've never seen it, it's a big green owl. He loves Dua Lipa. They call him the Duolingo owl. And the company took to X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, pretty much all the social media platforms, and released this statement. It is with heavy hearts that we inform you that Duo, formerly known as the Duolingo owl, is dead. Authorities are currently investigating his cause of death, and we are cooperating fully. TBH, he probably died waiting for you to do your lesson, but what do we know? We're aware he had many enemies, but we kindly ask that you refrain from sharing why you hate him in the comments. If you feel inclined to share, please also include your credit card number so we can automatically sign you up for Duolingo Max in his memory. We appreciate you respecting Dua Lipa's privacy at this time. And then they changed their profile picture to the owl. The picture's always been the green owl, but now he has his eyes are red. Or X's,
yeah.
And he has his tongue out.
Oh my gosh.
Showing he's dead. On TikTok, they have a whole video of his funeral. It's a short video. And they're asking, in lieu of flowers, to please do a Duolingo lesson.
Wow. So what's going to come next? Are people speculating? Like, they're going to have a baby owl or what? What's happening?
That, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
I was like, they have to bring him back. They can't just let him.
Well, that's what I thought originally, but how can you say he's dead and then he's undead?
And he like, is, I mean, they did a funeral. It's not even like, oh, we.
Yeah.
Like, he's dead.
Is it on an entire rebrand?
I think so.
What a great way to grab everyone's attention.
That's so smart. Like, people are very, very smart getting you grabbing your attention. Because you only have a certain window to grab people's attention, right? You see, they're like, what is happening? And it's already thought out. They already know the path. They don't, you know, they're going to figure it out. They always
I see
do.
This
it's very
out
smart.
Everywhere on social media. Yeah. So they're on top of it. So I am curious. I feel like it reminds me of, didn't like the Peanuts guy, didn't he die at one point?
Oh, yeah, they did something with him.
And they just, like, brought him back.
You're right. It works. Yeah. Like you said, here
so
we are
I guess
talking
we'll
about it.
We'll have to see in a week what they...
I was going to say, Stevie on the socials, better follow up on this one.
Yeah,
we'll,
we need a part two.
We definitely need a part two on
that. Absolutely. Stevie on the socials every day right around this time. We will get to a part two when we get more information on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show. We are at 7:06. It is Wednesday, 2 days till Valentine's Day. That is a reminder for the guys, really for everybody, for your significant other, men, women, whoever it is. You're 2 days away. I'll give
you. Don't have a reservation, probably.
You
better go buy some steaks at the grocery store.
Or you better get a large shamrock shake. I don't know if you're gonna make it to next Valentine's Day. If you didn't get a reservation by now, you might be locked out.
Oh,
unless
that's
it's a nice 11 p.m.
An
or 3 p.m.
Right.
I think those are gonna be your windows, which is fine. That's fine. But just say it. So we're a couple of days away from that. Big news dropped this morning.
Yeah, the Rock Hall nominees for inductions. This is not the induction class. This is who's nominated to be inducted. And there are 14 this year. 8 on the ballot for the first time.
Have you shared on Jen and Tim show, also Star 102 on the socials. Obviously, this is big news. We cover Cleveland. The Rock Hall is what? 2 city blocks away from the radio
that
station?
That is not 2 city
that
blocks.
It's not 2 city blocks.
1,000% no.
Mile and a half, two, whatever it ends up being. We're in the Halley building. Obviously, we all know where the Rock Hall's at. We like to play this game, and you, by far and away, if we've actually kept some type of track through the years, are much better at this game than I am. But play along. We have it posted, as I mentioned, on all of the socials. In or out. If we were just to guess who would make it in, uh-huh. who will not make it in this year, maybe not forever, but just this year, we should play around in or out.
All right. Bad company.
First-time nominee. They're first-time nominees.
I say in. In for
I'm
bad
write
company.
These down. I'm going to write
Are
these
we writing
down.
Them down? Okay, you write them down. I'll read you the list. Bad company, I say in. What do you say?
I just want to write down Tim. Bad company. I'm going to say out.
Okay. Black Crowes.
I'm going to say in.
I say out. Mariah Carey.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
How many songs Black Crowes have?
I don't know. It's just not their year. I don't think it's... I don't know. It's just the vibe
I
get.
I'm just thinking like I have like... I have two that pop into my head and it's okay. Okay. I'm going
to
stick with it.
She Talks to Angels? I mean, that's such a good song.
It's a great song, but I mean... You know.
Mariah Carey. She's not getting in. She's out again. That's what I think.
Why is she out? Why is she out?
You thought last year she would get in and I said she was out. I don't know. There's just, I'm telling you, there's something. She's going to be one of these ones that year after year after year, she doesn't get in and then finally gets in. I just think that's what's going to happen with her.
Yeah, it's not like she's going to release something new that's going to add to the stats that make her Hall of Fame worthy.
It's just that she's going to have to sway the vote.
Does she annoy
people?
Yes. Does she burn some bridges of some sort or what?
Is she deserving of it? Sure. I don't know what it is. It's just a vibe I get. She will not get in again. That's what I think.
Wow. So you have bad company in and nobody else so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the next one is Chubby Checker. I think he gets in.
I also agree.
Joe Cocker, in.
I also agree.
Billy Idol, in. Leading the fan vote right
know,
now, by
I
the
know.
Way.
Oh, really?
Leading the fan vote.
Get you deep dive. All right, I'm going to go in.
Joy Division, New Order.
Out.
In.
Okay.
Cyndi Lauper. In.
Out.
In. Mana.
I am so nervous. I am almost shaking now because I am never right on these. I'm not sure who Mana is.
Mana, yes, I'm not either. So I don't. Should we skip that one or should we pick?
I'm going to say in.
I'm going to say out. Okay.
I'm not familiar. I'm sorry.
Oasis. They've been nominated before. Ooh,
I'm saying out.
I'm saying in on Oasis.
Okay.
Outcast, in.
Out.
Fish, out.
In.
You're just oppositing me now. Soundgarden.
I wish.
Soundgarden, in. White Stripes, out.
I agree with both of those.
Okay.
I think White Stripes might get in at some point in time. I don't think this is a year. So we play a round of in or out. I have an unofficial chart that I will have to, I'll print out. We'll keep this. We'll see who hit, which you'll probably hit on all of them and I'll miss. I think the better game will be, does Stevie know who these bands and or artists are?
My favorite game
so
to play.
So we will get to that. We did our round of in or out. So producer Stevie will join us in studio and, we'll give her these names.
She's a little younger than us.
It's a new game. It's a new game. We're gonna try it out next on Star 102. Producer Stevie joining us for a round of heard of or huh? We'll see if she knows these people.
My guess ahead of time, by the way, out of the 14 nominees, I think she's heard of three of them.
Three? That's it?
That's it.
I might surprise you.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for that. Well,
I'm gonna say five.
What's
I'm gonna go
the
five.
Level? I've heard the name or like I know a song by them.
Okay, it would be two-parter.
All right.
Heard of them.
Never heard of them, or I just...
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see how this works. Okay.
All right. Bad Company.
Heard the name. Couldn't tell you anything
Oh,
about
really?
It.
You have heard the name. See,
From
I thought, no.
you guys.
Okay.
If it wasn't for you two,
now. We're talking about each other, not the band.
No, I've heard you mentioned the band, but I couldn't tell you a single song.
Okay. How did our Bad Company conversation go?
That's funny. The Black Crows?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm stunned already.
That was when I guessed that she would know.
The Black
Bad
Crows?
Bad Company, I thought she would have no idea.
I don't know anything about them, though.
Oh, I wish we had clips of songs.
I'm sorry.
I know. It happened so quick. Yeah. Mariah Carey, obviously, you've heard of.
Okay. All right. So you're in.
Chubby Checker?
No.
Never even heard of.
Not enough to... If I've heard that name, I wouldn't know it was a musical.
If I was just to say Chubby Checker to you, just randomly, what would you have thought that was?
I don't think I would have thought a band going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I feel like I would think it's a pizza place or something.
Oh,
like
I go
a
there.
Burger,
oh,
a
yeah,
burger.
Over Lakewood or something like that. Oh, right. Have you been to Chubby Checkers? The fries.
Yeah.
Smack.
Yes.
Joe Cocker?
No.
Okay.
Billy Idol?
Are we keeping track
heard
of this?
Billy Idol.
We play Billy Idol like every day.
Yes.
No, I thought you were keeping track of it.
I am keeping track. I'm doing
I'm
a bad job.
I'm just not confident in naming a song title.
Okay. Joy Division, New Order.
I've seen shirts with Joy Division on it.
Of course, because they're all over. Shirts. Yeah.
I don't know anything about them, though. So that's a loose one.
Cyndi Lauper.
I've seen the
loose one. I feel like the ones that she's heard of, I don't know. I don't.
I wouldn't count them just because.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes, I know my mom's favorite artist.
Okay. Mana.
No.
We didn't hear Mana either. Oasis.
Do we know who Mana is? Is it a? It's a band. I know you were. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Did,
I know you looked it up.
Google it. Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I just thought you had
I would
that off
have
the top
to
of your
go no. back to that.
You're good.
Okay.
Yes, Oasis.
Yes, Oasis.
Wonderwall, great song.
Great song. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you wouldn't know Oasis. Mm-hmm. Outcast.
Yes, I know. Hey, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That's it.
I thought for, like,
from
that
this
was
radio
one...
station, or did you
no,
know it before?
I knew it before.
Okay.
That was one I thought for sure you would know.
Yeah. Same.
Fish.
I mean, I know Fish as in, like, people. It's like people are obsessed with that band, but no, I've never heard a song by them.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I could name a song by Fish either. But
Fluffhead is the only one I can think I can name.
But I feel like people, like, it's like one of those bands people, like, obsess over.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, not a lot of radio play over the years, whatever. They just, but they could sell out. They could go to Blossom, probably sell it out. I think they were at the Sphere in Las Vegas. I mean, people know they know. Okay.
Soundgarden.
Another one I've seen on shirts.
I think she should know Soundgarden. Now I'm getting upset.
I don't know a song by
the White Stripes?
No.
I feel like you would know the White Stripes. They're like more.
You can't get mad if she knows, she doesn't know.
I'm not mad.
I don't
just
know
shocked.
The White Stripes.
Wow.
Well, that's it.
So we're going to play a song by each of those artists next. I'm kidding. No.
You name the artist. Yeah. We play the clip. Yeah. You name the artist.
Maybe that'll be tomorrow when I actually have time to grab. And we'll just lie. We'll play Black Crowes, but say it's Chubby Checker. Wendy, how can a band named Mana, that nobody's ever heard of before, get nominated before my favorite band, Huey Lewis in the News? We're talking about the nominees that have been released by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, probably about an hour or so. It's always a big day here in Cleveland. Come on, Rock Hall. It's crazy. Heart of Rock and Roll, Power of Love. The list goes on and
Huey
on.
Huey Lewis in the News should be in. Wait, does she just want Huey or does she want the news in there as
Huey
well?
Huey Lewis, she definitely wants the news. She does not want to be newsless.
Okay. Well,
Stevie,
you
have you heard of Huey Lewis?
No.
Oh, my God. Come on.
This is the best game ever. This is a new game of the Jen and Tim Show. I'm always going to find a reason to play Does Stevie Know? And I'm not knocking this. She just doesn't know. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
My favorite time we played this is when the Rolling Stones were in town. And you played a song for her. It was... I'll
be more prepared. This is just the way my mind works. And I wanted to play the game. I could easily play clips tomorrow and see... If she's even heard of it, does she know
the song?
Yeah.
Or would you have her try to match the clip with the artist, with the inductee?
We're only on till 10.
I know.
I think this might take some time to be fair to Stevie. Like, she just doesn't know sometimes. So, Dan, thank you. I've seen Fish 77 times.
What?
How do you see Fish 77 times? We were talking about this. I mean, if you know, you know. We have several coworkers and friends that they love Fish. They travel to see him, that type of thing. From Cancun to Seattle to Toronto, and of course, at Blossom as well. So, Dan, thank you for the DM.
That's awesome. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.